Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by Arvest Bank. Hello, Billy Roan. How are you?
Well, good morning, Tom. Great to be here. Great day in Bartlesville.
It's always a great day in Bartlesville.
Absolutely.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Now, you're the new Ward 4 alderperson, and congratulations.
Thank you. This is
your second visit. I appreciate you being here.
It is. My first one was the day after my first council meeting.
Yeah, I remember that. Boy, that was a crazy night and a crazy morning. Wow, that was something else. Yep. You know, we have some young people in Bartlesville that deserve a little bit of recognition, from what I understand.
Oh, we certainly do. I'll tell you, that's a great honor to have gotten to meet both of these young people, Reverie Peaster, 6 years old, and T.J. Leeson, age 12. We had the opportunity to present commendations to both of those young people, one in May, one in June. Reverie has spent from November to May of this year working, doing chores, and earning $100 so that she could donate it to the Lighthouse Outreach Center to help homeless. And T.J. Leeson, he accepted a 50-yard challenge, which was a nationwide deal going on that his mom had mentioned to him. And he started that project in July of last year and finished it up in June of this year. So to me, not only did they do some amazing things for our community, but they stuck with it. And for an adult to stick with things that long is quite a feat,
much less our young
people. So that says a lot about them and their folks. So we presented commendations to both those young citizens.
Well, I tell you what, that is really something else. You know, the young girl really touched my heart because she just saw someone and she instinctively knew she had to do something to help.
Mm-hmm. She sure did.
And that's the heart of a young saint.
Yes,
and, of course, the young man just quietly going about his business, mowing yards, catch it, and then boom, off to the next one. I mean, those are traits that can carry a lifetime, and I sure hope others are watching.
Oh, of course. Great examples for other young people their age. Your age is not the factor in doing something great and making a difference in your community. It's the heart.
It is indeed. A Hillcrest project. How are we doing on that? Because I know every time I go by the high school, detour.
Well, you know, what I have noticed is that detour is pretty smooth. You know,
it is. For a
once
detour,
you know it's
is.
Coming, it yeah. is very smooth. But let's see. Due to the weather, you would think we would be way behind. We are not. Micah Siemens, our director of engineering, said that we are still on schedule. They've gotten all the elevation done, and now they're ready for that last, I think it's 8 inches maybe, of lime-stabilized layer that, you know, they mix the lime in with it, hydrated lime, so that it prevents the dirt, the soil from underneath the roadway from buckling and swelling. And so that's what they're ready for now, but they've got to have some dry weather, which looks like we're on that track because it's got to be dry and warm for that to occur. And
yeah, we're looking 90, 93, 95, 96. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, good road work weather. And so then they'll be able to lay down the aggregate layer and then ready for asphalt. And voila, we'll have this beautiful roadway begun.
Woo!
Very good. Absolutely.
And I understand part of the old roadway is going to be a walkway.
I know. Isn't that great? It's a perfect area for that.
It is. Talk about repurposing.
Mm. You bet.
My goodness.
Absolutely.
Now, Employability Works is expanding. Explain what Employability Works is and how and why they're expanding, please.
Well, Employability Works is a social service nonprofit agency. They've been here since 1973, quietly serving very special individuals with intellectual and development disabilities. And this is what was amazing to me when I started studying this project before they came. They needed rezoning, and I'm on the city planning commission, and so they came before us, and I read the history. And do you know that they have 4 facilities here in Bartlesville? They have 83 employees, 18 consumers, and they serve 70 individuals and provide jobs for that many people that I just stated.
Wow.
So That is an amazing company, quietly going about in Bartlesville, serving a very special population. And so this project is a four lot. There are four lots just adjacent. They're on Virginia. Ability Works is located on Virginia, across
from... I've seen the sign, yes.
Yes, across from the Veterans Park there, and the Boys and Girls Club, and right in that area in the pool. And so there's four lots just next to their building, across the street, next to them. And so... that's what they're going to do. They're going to, we approve the rezoning so that can be a rezoned commercial. And so now they'll be able to begin developing those four lots as soon as they finish up the purchase. They have some really interesting ideas about what they're going to do there. One of their number one is to do a, put a school, commercial or a trade school there. And when not, and it will not be involving any danger of fire or explosion, nor of offensive noise, vibration, dust, odor, glare, heat, or other objectionable noise. So,
wow,
hey,
how do you like that?
Is that
they've
not
got
nice?
Their bases covered.
That's right. That's and then they talked about doing a restaurant without dancing or entertainment.
Okay.
And maybe a car wash. They called it an automobile laundry. I thought that was charming. Including auto detailing, perhaps a greenhouse, a bookstore. There will be no outdoor storage. That was noted. But that's just a great project. And that is a beautiful building that they're in now. So I'm sure that this is going to be another lovely structure whenever they get finished.
It's going to be a nice addition to our town.
Oh, absolutely.
Be, yeah.
And, you know, that's right on 5th. That runs between these two off of Virginia. And that is, we have so many nonprofit service organizations on 5th. That's also where we have that sidewalk project that will be beginning off of our community development block grant. And so it is just really looking nice there and serving a population that we need to serve in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
You know, Billy, when I first came to town, I saw this big old building off south east Washington, and I thought, gee, boy, that looks like hard luck all over it. Boy, wouldn't it be great if they could maybe fill that up with something? Oh, come on, please, come on, my eyes. And little did I know that the 4-Acre Group, I guess it is, they decided that they were going to put some shops in there, and I guess they call them the shops at Turkey Creek.
That's right.
Now, I understand we have another shop going in.
That's exactly right. Tuesday morning, yay, ladies, is coming to Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And, you know, we've known that they were going to come, and then they had a little bit of a rough patch in their company.
Like but everybody did.
That's exactly right. But they did contact our community development department in May, excuse me, and reported the project is back on track.
Wow.
And so in July, they did rough electrical and plumbing inspections, and the company is hoping to be finished up with their construction, of course, inside the site there, and be open around the end of September. So, ladies, we'll be doing some Christmas shopping in a new spot here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Well, you know, this that little area, it really is just kind of cute.
Oh,
and,
it is.
And the stores, although they somewhat compete, but they complement each other. And so, I, you know, top to bottom, that was a pretty nice little layout. And it's working.
Oh, it is.
You see nothing but cars there.
Absolutely.
So that is good. Have we heard anything more about that restaurant that's supposed to be in that area?
Or? Yes, we have. Bricktown Brewery.
Yeah.
Yes, as a matter of fact, they are coming. Of course, Jimmy's Egg is kind of on hold right now, and so we reallocated some dollars, some incentive dollars, so that Bricktown Brewery could still take care of that and be able to receive that, rather. And so I believe that they're going to start construction in March of 2022.
Oh, okay.
And so they are coming. They're just we're waiting patiently.
Eggs and beer. yes. Now, this is something that may have caught a few people by surprise, but if you've done business in Bartlesville for any amount of time, it didn't. But it's always great to be reminded, our business license renewals, when are they due?
That's true. Well, they expire June 30th. That's the end of our fiscal year with the city. And so now it's time to renew. And what's really nice is you can actually renew online now. And when you put in the name of your business, it should generate even what your license fee is. Or you can still mail them in to the city of Bartlesville. Or you can come on down in person there on Johnstone to City Hall and pay.
Come and visit.
That's right.
Bring your checkbook. Now, I understand that the library has a change of hours. I mean, this is not like drastic, is it?
Oh, no. They're going to return to pre-pandemic hours,
this
which
is
wonderful.
Thing.
That means they're going to be open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday again.
Okay.
And then on Friday and Saturday, they'll be open 9 to 5:30. So I know that we're all happy about that, that work during the day.
Yes, indeed. You know, when we first moved here, we thought, okay, let's go get the little one, her library card, if you want, if you wanted. We go in there, I'm thinking, wow, this is a pretty nice library for a town of this size.
Oh, yeah.
We're used to living in cities, and we found out that our library is more than just books. It's the library of things.
It absolutely is.
I have never
is.
Seen such a library, but I'm glad we have it here.
Absolutely. We have some great staff there, and Shelley McGill and her staff, they are constantly looking for new things, new opportunities for our library. They do an amazing job with grant dollars, and we do. We have a wonderful, wonderful Bartlesville library.
And even with the literacy program and things like that at the library, the, you know, the folks that use the library building, we actually have people who are studying to become U.S. citizens down at the library.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's always a cool thing.
Yeah.
Now, for all you folks with melodious vocabules, we have an open mic night at Tower Center Unity Square. What's going on there?
Well, this is kind of a unique open mic opportunity. The library has been hosting some classes. Excuse me. Some classes that are being led by our poet, actor, and community leader, Morris McCorvey.
Yeah.
And on teaching some poetry workshops. And so we're going to have open night. Now, there is one more workshop this evening. I mean, today.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. to 11:30. You don't have to register. So if you're just finding out about it now and you want to go, you most certainly can attend that workshop today. But what'll be exciting is then they'll be hosting an open mic night at the Tower Center on July 27th at 7 p.m. And they'll be featuring, these are middle schoolers and high schoolers that will be introducing their poetry to the public.
Wow.
So,
now this isn't like, I'm going to date myself a little bit. One of those poetry slams, right?
Well, I don't believe so.
I don't believe so. Good. Don't have that beret anymore.
That's
Thank
fun.
Goodness. Nor the little glasses. Oh, goodness. So this ought to be a lot of fun. Now, the Bartlesville Police Department, you know, I Chief Rolls has been an open book. He really has.
Mm-hmm.
When we got the new training facility out of Tri-County Tech, he said, hey, I want everybody to come down here and see what it's like to be a police officer. We're not hiding any cards. You know, come on in, take the little training thing and check it out. And then he had some officers talk about what to expect at a traffic stop at the Westside Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish somebody would have done that when I was a youngster.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, I was scared to death.
Sure.
You know, all the officer wanted to do was make sure I was insured because my car was a bucket of rust back then. He just wanted to make sure.
You had a hoopty, huh?
Oh, man. Anyway, I was freaking out. But anyway, I understand that he's going to have a town hall meeting on July 29th. What can we expect from this? Do you know?
Well, I do. They're going to discuss all policing matters within the city of Bartlesville, and the command staff is going to be there on hand to answer questions. So they're encouraging anyone to come and attend that town hall, and if they have questions or concern, they'll be able to present those that evening and hopefully get their questions and concerns answered and addressed.
And on top of that, we have a police academy, a citizens police academy, I might add, coming up on the 31st.
That's exactly right. Once again, and this is not to recruit police officers. Instead, this is to acquaint citizens with what our police departments do. And they do a great job of this. And there, you do have to apply, and they're accepting applications right now. Let's see, scheduled to begin on August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
The applications for the 12-week course must be received no later than 5 p.m. on August 17th, because it is there is a limited amount of folks who can attend this. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that the whole object of the academy is to improve the general understanding of policing among citizens, because a lot of times we do not realize what all they do, and it is a lot. And so it's free, doesn't cost anything, and it meets 6 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays, and it runs for 12 weeks. So as I said, the class size are limited, so if you're interested, you can either get the application online, you can go down to the police department, pick up an application, mm-hmm. or you can call and they'll email you one. So it is, I've talked to several of my friends who have attended this, and they said there's no way to really describe how much information and what a learning it is to find out exactly what our police department does.
Wow. Amazing. It really is. Now, every time we have an alder person and we talk about the boards and the committees and the commissions and everything, and no different with Billy Roan here from Ward 4, but we do have some positions that are open, but we can tell everybody what the name of the position is, but I think maybe if we go into a little bit of depth, can we do that today?
Absolutely.
Okay, fire away.
Great. Well, we've got four different commissions and boards that have openings. On the Ambulance Commission, there are two openings, and I'm just going to briefly tell you what their mission is and how their meetings are conducted. Okay. The Ambulance Commission was formed to oversee, regulate, and direct the ambulance service within the jurisdiction of the Ambulance Commission. Points of discussion include length of time it takes the ambulance to respond to a call for service, prepare the patient for transport, reach the medical facility. So it is an overall oversight on what goes on with our ambulance. And there are five members on the Ambulance Committee, and there are non-voting staff advisors on each of these committees and boards. And the non-staff advisors on this are the police chief and the fire chief, and meetings are called as needed. Also, on Bartlesville City Planning Commission, there's one opening. The CPC was created as an advisory, consultative, and coordinating agency established to oversee the development and preserve the integrity of the comprehensive plan and zoning regulations. This is a seven-member commission. It also has one person from the city council that happens to be the commission I serve on. And the meetings are held fourth Tuesday of each month at 5:30. And if there's no business to conduct, the meetings are canceled. There's one opening on the Construction and Fire Code Appeals Board. What they do is review special problems as they arise with reference to the building code, the electrical code, plumbing code, and other general construction codes. They make recommendations to the City Council for any changes or amendments. Mm-hmm. They hear and determine appeals from any rulings or orders made by inspectors, etc., and they affirm, reverse, or modify any ruling or order from which appeal is taken. So this is a very, very important board. Mm-hmm. Members, there are five members. There are two non-voting staff advisors, and the meetings are held on an as-needed basis. There are three openings on the White Rose Cemetery Board, and this is amazing. This was the Bartlesville Ladies Cemetery Association was organized in 1907, Tom. Yes, for the purpose of caring for and improving the cemetery. And I know that happened all over the states in the United States of America, where ladies were stepping up to take care of the cemeteries. The White Rose Cemetery Board acts in an advisory capacity to the city in connection with preservation, beautification, and enhancement of the cemetery. There are nine members on the White Rose Cemetery Board. There's a non-voting staff member advisor, which is Keith Henry. And the meetings are held in odd months, Thursdays, 9:15 a.m. at the White Rose Cemetery, with a duration of approximately 1 hour meeting.
There you go. So it's not going to eat up a whole lot of your time, but your input is going to be very valuable.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And if you are interested or you want to know more, there is information at our website, cityofbartlesville.org. You can fill out a volunteer application right at that website and submit it. And I would be glad to visit with anyone if they're interested on serving on any board, commission, or any of our citizen volunteer opportunities.
Billy Roan, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. Thank you, folks. And you've been listening to K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year